This morning, we are going to seat four panels during our morning session. We will hear from the family's report as the first panel. The second panel will be behind the 9/11 Commission, flaws in the process, a staff report, and a citizen's critique. The third panel will be focused on omissions and errors in the Commission's final report. And the fifth, 9/11 in historical perspective, flawed assumptions, the underground world of terrorist financing. We'll take a short break for lunch at that time, and then we'll seat an afternoon panel. So we'd like to begin with our first panel of guests. Laurie Van Oken, a member of the 9/11 Family Steering Committee. Laurie's husband, Kenneth, was killed in the attacks upon the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Kenneth Van Oken, 47 years old, worked for Canton Fitzgerald on the 105th floor of Tower 1. Van Oken served as co-chair of the Family Steering Committee for the 9/11 Independent Commission, and with fellow widows Mindy Kleinberg, Christine Breitweiser, and Patty Kazasa, Ms. Van Oken helped to found September 11th Advocates. Together, these women put aside their grief, knocked on doors, and twisted arms until Congress and the President agreed to form an independent commission to investigate how the attacks happened. They refused to give up until even the most reluctant players bared their presidential daily briefs. The iron determination of the Jersey Girls, as they've become to be known as, earned them national and international notoriety. Unsatisfied with many aspects of the 9/11 Commission and its report, they continued to press for accountability and refused to accept that what happened was simply a failure of processes and organizations and not people. Mindy Kleinberg is a widow to husband Alan, killed in the attacks upon the World Trade Center on September 11th. Alan Kleinberg, 39, worked for Cantor Fitzgerald on the 104th floor of the World Trade Center, Tower 1. Kleinberg served as co-chair of the Family Steering Committee for the 9/11 Independent Commission, and again with fellow widows Laurie Van Oken, Christine Breitweiser, and Patty Kazasa, Ms. Kleinberg helped to found September 11th Advocates. And Monica Gabriel is also joining us. She lost her husband in the attacks as well. We're also joined, we're going to have a prayer as well to bless these proceedings before we move forward. And I would like to invite Pastor Wes to deliver the blessings.